Apple Ads Campaign Guide 2026. Everything you need to know. Still relying on Apple Search Ads? You might already be behind. Apple's advertising platform has evolved far beyond simple App Store search results. Since its transformation into Apple Ads, marketers now have access to multiple ad placements, smarter Apple Ads Campaign Guide controls, and powerful first-party data that continues to outperform many traditional advertising platforms in a privacy-first world. So, how do you take advantage of these changes and build campaigns that actually drive installs and revenue? This guide walks you through everything you need to know about Apple Ads in 2026, from campaign setup and bidding strategies to custom product pages, attribution, and optimization techniques that help turn ad spend into sustainable app growth. Apple's advertising platform underwent a major identity shift in 2025, dropping search from its name and expanding far beyond App Store queries. For app marketers, this means new inventory, new rules, and a steeper learning curve. But it also means unmatched opportunity. Apple's first-party data advantage delivers conversion rates above 60% on search placements, even as privacy restrictions cripple competitors. This guide breaks down the exact tactics, structures, and measurement frameworks that separate winning campaigns from wasted budgets in 2026. The name change that changed everything. When Apple changed the name from Apple Search Ads to Apple Ads, it wasn't just a branding update. The original 2016 version only let advertisers show a sponsored result at the top of App Store search. Now, ads appear in four different places: the Today tab, Search tab, product pages, and search results, so the old name no longer fully describes the platform. The change also suggests Apple may want to expand further. Many expect ads to eventually appear in apps like Maps, News, and Podcasts, creating a larger Apple-wide advertising system. Marketers who learn the platform early could benefit first if these new placements are introduced. Why Apple Ads wins in a privacy-first world? Apple's App Tracking Transparency (ATT) framework, launched in 2021, broke the tracking model that Meta, Google, and others relied on. But Apple Ads operate differently. It doesn't need cross-app identifiers or third-party cookies. The platform draws on first-party App Store data, search queries, download history, and install behavior. When someone types "budget planner" into the App Store search bar, Apple knows that intent directly. This structural advantage shows in the numbers. Apple reports search result ad conversion rates exceeding 60%, a figure that outperforms most other mobile advertising channels. The reason is behavioral, not technical. App Store visitors aren't casually browsing social feeds. They're actively looking to solve a problem and download a solution. Apple Ads Basic. What you need to know. Apple Ads offers two campaign types, Basic and Advanced. Basic is designed for simplicity, with Apple automatically managing keyword targeting, bidding, and optimization. Advertisers pay per install, making it a good option for beginners. However, Basic comes with several limitations. Campaigns are capped at $10,000 per app each month, can only appear in search results, and don't allow control over keywords, audiences, or bids. As a result, many advertisers eventually switch to advanced mode to gain more flexibility and improve performance. For businesses looking to scale, advanced provides greater control over campaigns and typically delivers better cost efficiency, with App Tweak reporting 15 to 25% lower cost per install, CPI, compared to basic campaigns. Advanced mode, where control meets performance. Advanced mode is the main option for serious app growth. It works on a cost-per-tap basis and gives you full control over things like choosing keywords and match types, setting bids and managing budgets, defining audience targeting, with some limits, creating different ad versions using custom product pages, deciding where your ads appear. The setup may feel similar to Google Ads or Meta Ads if you've used them before, but Apple's system works differently. Metrics like conversions, tracking timeframes, and performance signals don't behave the same way. So, you'll need some time to adjust and understand Apple's specific way of optimization. The four placements, where your ads appear. Apple Ads shows ads in four different places on the App Store. Each one works differently, needs different creatives, and has a different goal. Search results. These ads show up when users search for something specific, like meditation app. This is the strongest intent placement because users already know what they want. It usually gives the highest conversion rates. Search tab. These appear before users even type anything in the search bar. It helps capture early